It's a winter afternoon in Kolkata. After the grueling, sticky summer and the humid monsoons, the 75-degree December sun is mellow. I'm walking down a busy street, bustling with the usual life: street vendors, trundling tram cars, honking taxis. But this Sunday, there's something more. We are marching to the sound of a different drummer. It's the Kolkata Rainbow Walk. This is LGBT Pride in India, where homosexual sex can still technically land you behind bars. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Just this June, I was in San Francisco for Queer Pride. Every elected official from the city seemed to be marching. This feels different. No one is talking about marriage equality here. There are no giant floats from Google and Apple. No gay couples with twins in matching strollers. Here, there's celebration, there's pride, but also defiance. We want Azadi, shout the marchers. We want freedom. Azadi! 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 We want the government out of our bedrooms. We want freedom from the anti-sodomy laws. But there's also sensitization. A volunteer runs alongside handing out leaflets to quizzical bystanders. The announcements are in English and Bengali and Hindi. They remind people about the trampled rights and archaic laws. They tell people about Tara, the transgender sex worker, found dead with 90% burns near a police station. Go kill yourself, the police had apparently told her. No one will mourn you. Someone carries a poster for Tara. Justice for Tara, it says in red, over a selfie of Tara in a baby pink sari. This is pride, but this is also protest. The poster for the Pride Walk shows a pair of scales. On one side, law. On the other side, human rights. The Lawyers Collective, a group that spearheaded the fight against sodomy laws in court, have just lost their license. The government alleged financial improprieties. The group says it's a crackdown on civil society. At this Pride, marchers are protesting for the Lawyers Collective, for Tara, for lesbians who committed suicide. Yet there's also curious coexistence as we walk almost 2.5 miles. The police hold up traffic at intersections for us to pass. Please maintain lines, plead the volunteers. Please stay in two lines. It's for safety as trams and buses trundle past. But queer people have always crossed lines, transgressed boundaries, ventured out of safety zones. And so they do here as well. Crossing all kinds of boundaries. Men ululate like women. A bearded man wears lipstick. Some parents walk with their gay children. A few, but just a few, wear masks. Two women in black burqas hold hands. Muslim lesbians? Or just lesbians not ready to be out in public? Anything's possible. Someone is in a Batman costume. A transgender woman marches the whole way in heels. Young men who have taken a local train from a small town hours away walk alongside cosmopolitan activists in town from Canada or England and America. No one is cheering lustily like the crowds in San Francisco and New York. The onlookers are taping everything on their mobile, not because they're shocked, but because that's what you do when a parade goes by, even if it's demanding lesbian rights. This is a city whose decades of communist rule are still visible. We march down a road named after Lenin. We pass posters saluting Comandante Fidel Castro. The man who sent many homosexuals to prison camp looks on benignly at the procession of queer Indians. We go past the grey mother house where the remains of Mother Teresa lie buried. Her order stopped putting up children for adoption in case gays and lesbians adopted them as single parents. The rainbow flag flutters in the air, framed by the dome of a mosque. Finally, the march ends in a park with speeches. Activists urge people to keep up the fight. The sun is setting. Vendors are selling grilled corn and hot tea and coffee. As I listen to the speeches, I notice two young men standing and watching. They did not march. They were just hanging out in the park and stumbled on our congregation. They're holding hands, as young men often do in these parts. The homosocial watching the homosexual. Or perhaps they're gay. Who knows? Sometimes the boundaries are fuzzy. Sometimes the relationships have no labels. And I hope that when equal rights come, there will still be room for that ambiguity, that we won't always need to walk in a straight line. What's wrong? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.